It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Canadian tenor who made an international career out of wooing Isolde and hunting the great white whale has sung his last high C on a public stage. Ben Heppner announced his retirement from singing last week. At his peak during the 1990s, Heppner was in demand around the world as one of the few tenors able to succeed in the demanding heroic tenor roles of German opera, as well as in Italian works such as Verdi's Otello and Puccini's Turandot. He also created several roles in new operas, including the title role in William Bolcom's McTeague and Captain Ahab in Jake Heggie's Moby Dick. "I'm setting aside my career as an opera and concert singer," said the 58-year-old tenor and CBC broadcaster in a statement released by his manager. "I want to thank everybody who bought a ticket." The burly singer from Dawson Creek, British Columbia, has already taken up a broadcasting job as host of the CBC's Saturday Afternoon at the Opera. Some Colorado's symphony concerts will soon be BYOW, Bring Your Own Weed. The orchestra will be playing a series of fundraising concerts sponsored by the state's burgeoning marijuana industry. The Colorado Symphony is pleased to announce Classically Cannabis, the High Note Series, benefiting the Colorado Symphony, a news release from the symphony said. Classically Cannabis, the High Note Series, is a BYOC-friendly experience for music lovers featuring performances by Colorado Symphony ensembles. In a statement Tuesday, Symphony CEO Jerome Kern said the concerts are part of an effort to reach a broader audience and raise money for the symphony. "The partnership is part of an overall effort to reach out to every segment of our community," Kern said in the statement. "These businesses have expressed a willingness to support the Colorado Symphony's mission. Our doors are open to any legal, legitimate business that wants to help." Pleased with the overwhelming transformation that Arizona Opera has achieved in just 12 months, an anonymous donor announced a $500,000 matching challenge grant today with a deadline of June 30th in order to claim the gift. The goal of the challenge is to raise an additional $500,000 by the end of the opera's fiscal year on June 30th. Any new or increased donation to Arizona Opera over and above an annual gift may be applied to the challenge and will help the company achieve a record-setting second consecutive million-dollar May. The opera recently announced its upcoming season, including the world's first mariachi opera, Cruzar La Cara de la Luna, a new production of the Tchaikovsky Eugene Onegin, Rigoletto, The Magic Flute, and Daughter of the Regiment. Those interested in contributing to the Million Dollar May Challenge grant can do so online at www.azopera.org. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.